I didn't even get into that. Fuck. Probably shouldn't have told y'all some of the stories because I know y'all gonna clip the fuck out of it. Okay. Anyway, oh shit, look at this.
I ain't dropping the album no more on this Friday, you hear me? So make sure y'all are well. And y'all know.
I ain't dropping the album. Hold on, first of all, if y'all want another hour, yo, we gotta get to them 100 subs. We gotta get to 100 subs today, man. Come on, we gotta do it. Anyway, regardless, let me talk about Yak real quick. So, Yak announced he's not dropping his motherfucking album. He was supposed to drop like yesterday, right? First of all, it's official. Yak has left Atlantic. This project is the last for Atlantic. After this, he's gonna be on Capitol Records. So he's moving over. Atlantic, if you don't know, is on Warner. That's Warner Music Group. I keep telling you, it's a mass exodus from Warner. They're having a very cheap year. They're going to produce a lot of profit because all they're doing is relying on catalog and shit they don't got to spend on. For people in contract years, unless you're that nigga or you don't want that much of a bag, they're not going to keep you. Kodak is looking for that bag. Kodak initially even said he's trying to get that $40 million. You know, it was rumors that Young Boy had got $60 million, so he was like, "Yo, you want 40?" Right now, Atlantic ain't paying that. They're not paying that. So that contract negotiation, from what I was told, was wrapped up like a few months ago. They told Kodak, like, "Yo, this is our last and final offer. If you come back for less, which is clearly would be less than 40, we'll keep you. But if not, you know what I mean? Deuces, nigga." And his last project is the one he's about to drop. Now, from what I hear, he's already committed to going to Capitol Records. From what I hear, Capitol Records is paying 15 to 20% premium on most contracts. So let's say the max that, if you ask me, I think Atlantic probably offered him 20. So probably half of what he wanted, 20. Or probably did less albums. You get what I mean? Or probably did more, like maybe like, oh, we'll do 25 for more. Like from what I heard, the max offer they gave Youngboy was about 30. Okay, Youngboy had to get up on out of there. Okay, for Yak, I'm thinking 20. I'm thinking 20, maybe even 15. You get me? Maybe they say, yo, we'll do 15 for three. You know what I mean? 15 for three, 15 for two, something like that, right? Just to keep him there, and hopefully they could squeeze out a couple more EPs and mixtapes. Anyway. Yak wanted the bag, from what I've been told. And Yak said, I'm out of here. And the people who offer him the bag, I don't know exactly what the bag amount is. I'm going to try to figure that out and tell y'all. I don't, if you ask me, I don't think he got a 40. But do I think maybe he got in the range of 25 to 30? Probably. Let's say 20 to 30, yeah. Because I don't think Atlantic was really going above 20. So... And also, I'm thinking it's not that many albums, right? So, you know, a lot of these guys, when they first start, they're on a 5-album deal. Like, Youngboy was on a 5-album deal with Atlantic, right? Yak was probably on same type of shit, right? Now, this is like really a sophomore contract, even though he probably renegotiated a couple times on the first one. But anyway, this is a sophomore contract, and it's kind of like, look at LeBron in the league. LeBron ain't trying to sign for no 7-year contract. Nigga. Give me the max for 2-3 years, and we're going to rock out like that. So I would think it's going to be 2-3 albums for Yak. Also, the same thing with Youngboy. I think it's going to be 2-3 albums, whatever that time period is. And, yeah, that's the money they're going to get, right? Like, obviously, if I could get 5 albums, right, 5 albums from Yak, shit, I of course think that nigga worth $40 million, like, unless he's incarcerated or some shit, or unless some other unfortunate shit happened, I think he won't be around. So if you get 4 or 5 albums out of him for 40, you do it. But I don't think these guys want to sign for 4 or 5 albums no more. They want to do 2 to 3. So 2 to 3, nigga, you're not going to get over 15, 20. Okay, Youngboy, you lit. You get 25. You feel me? Like, and I think that's just where it at. But it's been confirmed to me that he's going to Capitol Records. I'm hearing Youngboy's probably going to Capitol Records too. I hear that might be an interesting deal. hopefully one day I get to speak on that or speak on, you know, some of the interesting info that I've heard about that or how that went down. So Capitol Records is swooping up and taking everybody right now. I think at Capitol Records realized Atlantic is dumping. They're down to collect. You know what I mean? One team is getting rid of all the expensive free agents. The other team is down to collect them, right? I'm pretty sure, well, the thing is, they're not heavy on street artists outside of, like, I guess if you want to say QC, but I'm wondering if they make Meek Mill an offer. You know, Meek was an, Meek was released as well from Atlantic. PNB Rock released from Atlantic. And there's a few people I hear they're on the chopping block right now. They're going to be probably released from Atlantic when it comes to next year. So it is what it is. Or maybe they find some budget and re-sign him if them niggas get hot. Who knows? So congratulations to Kodak. He's going to be on Capitol from what I've been told. And I'm hearing, or I believe, actually, let me not say hearing, at least for the money part of it. I'm thinking he probably signed from between 20 to 30 or 20 to 35. That makes sense. Okay. Anyway, he pushed his album back. It's the last album on Atlantic. And I won't throw out hints again. But watch this month. There's a lot going on this month. Things you might not know, but everything has a reason. When you see things moving around, this is the industry knowing certain shit and trying to play those musical chairs. Okay? I don't want to say certain stuff. I've been sworn to secrecy on a lot of things, so I can't say much, all right? Yeah. Salute to Kodak, though. New deal in the books. And, yeah, he's dropping his last album. By the way, this might be good for him, too, because you get a little bit more extra promotion. Usually when a label is dropping your last album, they don't want you to succeed too much. Like, the last Slamito, I believe that young boy gave them 30 fucking songs to try to just offset, like, them probably not wanting to do the biggest numbers because he's leaving. Like, why would you want to get a nigga hot when he's on the way out the door, right? So, it is what it is. We talked about this shit.